The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt. Read by Jenny Agutter. They were not railway children to begin with. I don't suppose they'd ever thought about railways except as a means of getting to the pantomime, zoological gardens and Madame Tussauds. They were just ordinary suburban children, and they lived with their father and mother in an ordinary red brick fronted villa, with coloured glass in the front door. A bathroom with hot and cold water, electric bells, French windows, and a good deal of white paint, and every modern convenience, as the house agents say. There were three of them. Roberta was the eldest. Of course, mothers never have favourites, but if their mother had had a favourite, it might have been Roberta. Next came Peter, who wished to be an engineer when he grew up. And the youngest was Phyllis, who meant extremely well. These three lucky children always had everything they needed. Pretty clothes, good fires, and a lovely nursery with heaps of toys. They also had a father who was just perfect, never cross, never unjust, and always ready for a game. At least, if at any time he was not ready, he always had an excellent reason for it, and explained the reason to the children so interestingly and funnily that they felt sure he couldn't help himself. You will think that they ought to have been very happy, and so they were, but they did not know how happy till the pretty life in Edgecombe Villa was over and done with.